Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
.745 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Now it's time for three big things.
Three.
House Democrats finishing up opening arguments at the impeachment trial. The House prosecutors today will focus on the second article of impeachment, charging the president with obstruction of Congress.
Two.
Longtime PBS newsman, Wichita native Jim Lehrer, has died at the age of 85.
One.
Many of the 14 Super Tuesday states that hold primaries in early March offer early voting, so Americans are ready to vote for their presidential delegates. Two-step challenge for the Democratic presidential campaign. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Traffic this morning here in the Wichita area. The road crews have gotten the main streets and the highways looking pretty good here in the Wichita area. We're not seeing too many traffic problems out there, although those temperatures are still hovering around that freezing area. So watch out, especially the bridges, overpasses, elevated roadways. You could still see some slick spots out there. And, of course, the side streets and residential streets where we didn't get any treatment, you're still going to see slick spots out there as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at that weather forecast heading into the weekend. We're looking for a high today of 39 degrees with a gusty wind out of the northwest. Sky's clearing off by this afternoon. It'll be a clear sky tonight, overnight low down to 25. And then looking ahead for the weekend, partly cloudy on Saturday, high 46 tomorrow, and then by Sunday, a high 50. Currently in Wichita, we have a cloudy sky, 32 degrees, wind chill 20. We're looking for a forecast high today of 39 degrees. Hey, whatever Kansas weather deals us from one minute to the next, be prepared. Whether it's snow, rain, sun, or the cold, I think all of which we will have in about a 24-hour period. When Kansas weather changes, come see Hatman Jacks for protection from the elements. Hatman Jacks, what a great place to shop, right there at the clock tower in Delano. Hatman Jacks, we're coming up on 7:48 with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. 9 days away from the Super Bowl, the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. You can hear the game right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS on Sunday, February 2nd. Of course, our Steve and Ted poll question is active. Who will win the Super Bowl is our very simple question. And the results are kind of holding steady for the last few days. The Kansas City Chiefs, 79%. Only 21% of our respondents right now are saying the San Francisco 49ers. I expect that most of those are Cowboys and Broncos people. But here we go.
Yeah, probably.
So there's your Steve and Ted poll question, which you can take anytime you'd like, right there on the front page of our website at knssradio.com. Very easy to do that. It is 7:48 with Steve and Ted on KNSS here on this Friday morning. Glad to have you with us here as we head into the weekend. And speaking of the Chiefs, by the way, our weekly visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, coming up just about a half hour from now at 8:15 every Friday morning right here with Steve and Ted. So we'll talk with Mitch this week, 9 days out from the Super Bowl, and then we'll talk with Mitch on Friday morning next week, when we'll be just 2 days out from the Super Bowl.
So, wow, 2 days out from the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so we'll get, and that'll be Mitch down in Miami by that point.
Yep.
So, yeah, we'll get his, we'll talk to him today still while he's still in Kansas City. It is 7:49 with Steve and Ted. The mayor of Philadelphia warning residents that he will end the city's annual Mummers Parade if organizers don't curtail participants' inappropriate behavior.
Okay.
And that does include blackface.
Oh, okay.
The mayor did send a letter to organizers of the four Mummers divisions and asked that they meet with officials following another blackface controversy at this year's event. In the letter, the mayor says the future of the parade is in jeopardy if Mummers leadership does not make immediate changes. It's a New Year's Day parade. long history of racially and socially offensive displays. Parade does feature ornate costumes, musical performances. It does attract thousands of spectators each year. City staffers do monitor the parade route. This year they saw at least one marcher wearing blackface. When they reported it, parade officials disqualified that group from competition. The mayor also criticized a couple of men at this year's parade for wearing blackface, calling their actions abhorrent and unacceptable. The men defended their decision. They said it wasn't racist what they were doing. There you go. Philadelphia and its annual New Year's Day Mummers Parade. Trying to get everyone on the same page on that. It's 7:50 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Hey, let's put a nice focus on business execs. Let's get the latest from editor Bill Roy with a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Mr. Roy.
Mr. Woodward, good morning. The big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, shining a light on some business executives who don't always get the credit they deserve. Chief Financial Officers. The Wichita Business Journal and AGH handed out the 2020 CFO Awards Thursday during a luncheon at the Hyatt. And the profiles of all 19 winners are included in the weekly edition of the WBJ. It was the 10th anniversary of the CFO Awards. In that time, we've recognized 162 CFO and financial officers at a variety of Wichita companies and in many industries. This year's group included representatives from companies ranging in size from Textron Aviation to Central Mechanical Wichita and Hunter Health. All profiles available, again, on the WBJ website, WichitaBusinessJournal.com. And this week's list of the area's largest heating, ventilation, and air conditioning companies. They're ranked by Wichita area employees. CM3 Incorporated is at the top of the list, 195 employees. Central Mechanical Wichita, number 2, 148. The rest of the top five, Mechanical Systems Incorporated, Central Consolidated, and Cruise Corporation. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Yeah, the stuff that those CFOs do, that's well above my pay grade.
I tell you what, they keep the finances in check, but they also, most of the time we've found that they also have responsibilities for other areas like HR or IT. So they're wearing several hats, so that makes it even better that we can kind of shine a light on their hard work.
Good deal. Good deal. Good, yeah. Good you're doing that. The only I figured out the only CFO thing I'm worthy of being is a cake frosting organizer. That would be my...
And you'd be dang good at it, too.
Yes,
worthy,
I would be.
Worthy of an award.
No kidding. Oh, man. hey, I was driving to El Dorado last night in the snow and to see nephew play basketball. His 17th birthday, by the way, yesterday. My nephew,
Logan.
Oh, my
gosh. Happy birthday.
Yeah. And then, you know, his 17th birthday, he got like 4 points and 5 assists and a few rebounds. And yeah.
Nice.
Nice. Not to celebrate your birthday that way and be 17 again.
Did I see after the game there was a conflict?
Yeah, there was some kind of deal on Facebook. My brother and my sister got angry, and it might have turned into some sort of a KUK State reprise,
kind of a copycat deal with a chair.
Yeah,
involved.
My brother got hold of a chair, and it was not pleasant.
And then, they were teasing, of course.
Yeah, and then like a good sibling, I, of course, posted it on Facebook and got it all going there. Yeah, so I hope I didn't make anybody mad by doing that. All right, it's January 24th. We were talking earlier. Can you believe that 1 month ago was Christmas Eve?
That's nuts. That's crazy.
It seems like that was a year ago.
It's like hands on the clock were spinning around.
I know. Here we are in 2020. There's a lot of stuff going on this year. So I think this year is just going to go super fast.
It's got to be better than 2019.
Well, I think I'm with you there.
Hope so.
The comedian Yakov Smirnoff birthday today. He's 69. Did you ever see Yakov Smirnoff in concert?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, not in concert. Of course, saw him on every variety show there was during the 70s.
Get him out of it. Let's see, who else we got? Neil Diamond's birthday today, 79. Have you ever been to a Neil Diamond concert?
Sweet Caroline. Nope, never have, but I enjoyed his music.
There we go. And we've got a couple other singers today. Aaron Neville is 79.
Oh.
We ought to make a KNSS jingle. KNSS. That'd be fun. And singer Ray Stevens is 81 today.
Oh, they call him the Streak.
Yeah. Don't look, Ethel.
What a classic.
Of course, two of those birthdays, Ray Stevens and Yakov, both set up shop in over in Branson.
That's right. They did. Yeah. That's wild. That Branson, are the lights still on in Branson there?
I think they are.
Yeah.
There was a while there where everybody was in Branson for a while.
No kidding. Everybody had a theater. Mickey Gilley. And,
yep. Andy Williams.
Yeah. Moe Bandy.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And, of course, the Bald Knobbers. That's Steve McIntosh. Oh, oh yeah.
Yeah. That, and the Presleys, you know, Jubilee. And.
Oh, that's good stuff. Well, I'll let you reminisce, and we'll talk to you again 1 hour from now. Sound good?
We'll see you then.
All right. That's Editor Bill Roy with a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. We'll talk again with Bill 1 hour from now after another jam-packed hour of Steve and Ted coming your way. Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs at 8:15. John Whitmer from the John Whitmer Show at 8:45. Bill Roy again 1 hour from now. All the news, weather, sports, business, and traffic you need. A huge 8 o'clock hour is next, right here with Steve and Ted on KNSF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.